Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. Greg's with us in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Just a couple of stories right off the top that I find concerning. A pilot, just after landing, 200-plus souls, 5 minutes after, while he was still on the flight deck, had a heart attack. And, of course, he spent a couple of weeks in ICU and before he was kind of cleared to go home. And he was sounding the alarm that the airlines are lowering the standards for the EKG. Because all the pilots, evidently, their EKGs are, they have changed. And he was sounding the alarm because he was, of course, forced to take the vaccine. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. And also, the other day we were talking about the chicken feed. Well, I found something else about the egg yolks. They help prevent COVID. I'll have to send you the article.
I absolutely positively believe that. I absolutely believe that, and I believe it. The egg yolks prevent a lot of maladies and diseases, and I'm proving it right here on the farm with our dogs and us eating more eggs. The more eggs we eat, the better we feel. There's just no question about it. But those eggs have to be produced by chickens who are free range and cage free. So there's a new definition of free range. It's like everything else that's twisted, like organic. Organic doesn't mean what we think it means. And free range means that the chickens can be allowed to look out the window of a factory chicken house. They can run around inside a box.
Now, that's a different definition.
So
I've never heard that one.
I'm serious. That's out there. That's one of the new definitions, the twisted definitions. Yeah, no, for real. So our chickens, we let them out. You know, when the weather's above 32 degrees, we let them out. We want them to have sunshine. And Greg, seriously, I've been experimenting with the blue eggs from the cream leg bar chickens, which we have it here at Natural Farms, and then the tan and brown and orange brown eggs that the Rhode Island red chickens lay. I got to tell you, the blue eggs taste better. Not a lot different, but slightly different. I think there is a real difference. Well, there has to be. There has to be because the shell is different. There has to be a slight difference, at least genetically, of the blue eggs. So, have you experimented with blue, green, pink, brown, and white eggs? White eggs are anemic, as far as I can tell.
Have I experienced?
Any thoughts on
what
that?
Now?
Yeah, have you experimented with trying different eggs?
No. In the morning time, we let our chickens out. And then when it starts to get dark, of course, we open the coop back up actually, we leave the coop open, and they go back into roost, and then we go ahead and close it, keep the predators out. I did that after one day coming into the chicken coop when I left it open at night, and there was a coyote in there with a chicken in its mouth, and, of course, I immediately slammed my foot down on the coyote's head. It killed the coyote. The chicken actually was fine. I caught it just in time. But I was kind of concerned because I went outside to close the chicken coop, and it was dark, and the chickens were all outside the coop. And there was a good reason for that. But I know I'm no longer buying Purina. Of course, I haven't been buying Purina anyway, chicken feed. What I use is I go to the local feed store where, you know, some of the local farmers and everything, you know, sell their wheat and grains, and they make their own lay mesh right there. It's a mill also. And, boy, do those chickens like to produce eggs when they're free range and enjoying that good chicken feed grown locally.
Yeah, yeah. And if your chickens are happy and they don't feel threatened, they'll come up to you. I can call them, and I can just say, buck, 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 that loud, and they'll come running to me. It's not like hard of hearing. It's not like you have to yell, you know, at the loudest decibel output you have to call chickens. If they don't feel threatened, they'll come running. And they follow me around. And sometimes, I wish they wouldn't follow so close. But, you know, if you have a happy farm and you're nice to your animals, the dogs will protect the chickens. The cats will protect the chickens. The dogs will protect the cats.
Oh, absolutely.
The cats will protect your equipment. You know, they all get along with the cows. It all works. It all works, and everybody gets along just fine.
I had a hawk dive in on a chicken one time. And all the other ones came to the rescue.
Yeah, I had that hawk was
overwhelmed, and they let it go.
Yeah, I had a relatively new dog here who we adopted, and the dog went after one of the chickens, and one of the cats took off and pounced on the dog. The cat was with us for years and years. I'd never seen that before. And the cat was saying, "Knock it off! What's the matter with you? Don't you know where breakfast comes from?"
Yeah, quite amazing. But Greg, I treat my chickens like family now. I mean, I walk out the door and they come running.
Yeah. Greg, I made some new friends yesterday. It was really an interesting thing. There was a listing on the internet for a stove. And the stove was very, very low priced. Very low priced. But it was a stove that nobody would want. Or hardly anybody would want. Because it was not a freestanding stove. It was sometimes it's called a drop-in stove. Sometimes it's called a slide-in stove. So that's the kind of thing where if you have your counters made specifically for the width of the stove, the stove literally sits on legs, but it also sits very tightly on the counter. So it actually looks almost like built-in. And with this kind of a stove, it doesn't have the standard sides that a freestanding stove would have, because it doesn't need them. Because the cabinets surrounding the stove are the sides, if you will. So this couple had a drop-in stove. It was white. And I found it on the internet. I thought, you know what? We should buy that because it has pretty much all the parts that we would need when our drop-in General Electric stove quits. And I'm thinking that when ours quits, the last thing I want to do is try to find a drop-in stove. And I'll bet they're like $2,000 now. So I thought for $30, and that was the asking price, for $30, we can have almost one of every part that we would need. Although the stove is white and ours is black, we'd still have all the inside racks, trays, the circuit board, which looks the same as ours in black. And it's not exactly the same, but it's darn close. It might be a year or two apart in manufacturing vintage. So we bought it and went out to this farm. It was well over an hour away. Our son and I went out, and we met the nicest couple, Nancy and Doug. And the interesting thing about it, the reason I'm telling you this story, is that they were willing to hold this stove for me. Normally, the internet will say, no holds. And then you ask a question, and you say, may I call you? And you get the answer, no. Well, that was not the case with this particular couple. They were certainly willing to let me talk to them on the phone. They answered my questions, and I asked them if they could hold it because our farm and all the farms around here are a sheet of ice. And they didn't say, look, you know, we want this thing out of here. You're going to have to come like real soon before somebody else comes because we're not going to hold it. They held it for me, and it took about, you know, almost a week for the roads to clear. They picked it up yesterday. Delightful couple. And they get it. Not only do they get it, Greg, they listen to Genesis Communications Network. Not only do they do that, they heard of us at USA Prepares. Can you imagine that? In the middle of nowhere in Missouri. So maybe, just maybe, we are making a difference. Just maybe. So I wanted to share that with the class. Now, there are not a lot of Nancy's and Doug's out there. There are very, very few. I'm thinking probably way less than 1% of the population thinks the way we do, believes the way we do. And but it certainly is refreshing. And I think there are more of us every day, just as Rich Sheban says on Tuesdays. Any comments about that? And also, the only place you can really look for something now, Craigslist is destroyed. The car dealers and the tire dealers and the boat dealers and the RV dealers have destroyed Craigslist. If you're looking for a cast iron frying pan, you'll find something like an RV, recreational vehicle.
If
you're looking for a light fixture, you're going to find Chevy Silverados, Ford F-150s, and Dodge Rams. If you're looking for plants for your garden, you're going to find tires. You can't get away from the tires, the wheels, the RVs, and the vehicles. It's destroyed Craigslist. So there's only one thing left. And unfortunately, that's Zuckerberg's Facebook Marketplace. Now, you don't have to use Facebook Marketplace, you know, and say, look at me, look at me, look at my children, look at my dog, look at my dog, look at me. You don't have to do that. You can use it just to search out things that you want to buy. And you can have a fictitious profile, which I do. I have a fictitious profile and a fictitious name. And you can do the same thing. I mean, you can be Barry Manilow. I mean, if you like his singing, you could be Rod Stewart. You could be John Lennon. You could be James Garner. You could be Brett Maverick. And you could even use their pictures at a distance.
Seriously. You know, I put in a couple of cross street reference the other day into Google Earth, and what did I get? A car dealership. Directions to a car dealership. I think they're hijacking. I think maybe people like this car dealership are paying a little extra money so that they pop up in your search for your directions.
I'm serious. And if you wanted, in the good old days, if you wanted to sell a stove or refrigerator on Craigslist, it was free. But there's so many car dealer ads that they charge these guys $5 a pop to insert a car dealer ad on Craigslist. But think about this. That's nothing compared to the cost they were spending for radio and television ads. $5?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Craig's with us. And I just want to make sure that you all understand. Radio advertising works. But it doesn't make sense to me, and I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It doesn't make sense for a small local car dealer to advertise on national radio, you know, all across the world and the country. It makes sense to advertise on local radio. So local radio is really expensive in many markets. A commercial might cost a few dollars on GCN per insertion, if you will. And it might cost $100 in a local over-the-air market. So radio works, and I've advertised the USA Prepares Get Prepared Expos on Genesis Communications Network, and it worked fine. It really did. But we drew people from 44 states. So a local car dealership is not likely to have a draw from 44 states to come kick the tires of, you know, a car. Because you can see that car wherever you are. And if it's a new car, if it's a used car, you can probably find one just like it wherever you are. Unless it's a, you know, exotic, specialized, limited production, rare car. But anyway, I just wanted to say that, you know, I was going to talk with Doug about, you know, the many branches of government. Some people think there are three branches of government. I think there are more than three. I think there's, you know, there's the legislative branch, and then there's the oppressive branch. And then there's the judicial branch. Then there's the non-judicial branch. Then there's the tax enforcement branch. And then there's the threatening branch. And then there's the propaganda branch. And then bigger than all of those would be the trunk of the tree.
And the deep state branch.
Yeah.
Which probably has a number of branches within it.
The deep state trunk.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the criminal branch. Now, the criminal branch is a huge branch. That's way bigger than you know, the other branches. But, yeah, and there's the pedophilia branch. There's a lot of branches to the government. And some people, I guess if you go to the government training camps and you know, let your children go there for indoctrination, you'll have them come home and say, did you know there are three branches of government? And I don't know. I think they're way more than that. Greg, I wanted to share something with you. I got some propaganda in the mail. This was about an outdoor wood furnace. Have you ever used one of those?
Outdoor wood furnace? No, I've seen them. They look like a shed or something like that.
Yeah. We heat our house with that, and we heat our hot water with it and been doing it for 10 years. But here's the thing. This thing, and the reason I wanted to discuss this with you is because this is something that the EPA likes. They like this particular make and model, and it's been approved by them, and they say it's high efficiency. Now, here's what it does. So this particular furnace, it's not like ours. Ours is kind of simple. It has a big firebox, 5 feet by 4 feet. You know, so you can put a Christmas tree in there, and you know, fold it in half, put it in there, and it will burn wet wood. It'll burn wood you drag right out of the woods, and large pieces. You know, 5 feet long. Well, this particular one. Made by Empire, E-M-P-Y-R-E. I guess that's the new way of spelling Empire. This one has a combustion chamber where the gases burn as high as 2,000 degrees. 2,000 degrees. And after the combustion, the exhaust temperature, the chimney gases, are down around 350 degrees. I don't understand how you can have something that is considered a high-efficiency, EPA-certified wood stove that has exhaust temperatures of 350 degrees. You stick your hand near there, and you'll burn the skin right off. That's an enormous waste of energy, as far as I can tell. What do you think about it's like a catalytic converter. You know, the exhaust temperature might be 200 degrees, 150 degrees coming out the tailpipe, and by the time the catalytic converter heats it up, it could be 1,500 degrees, heating up the atmosphere.
In order for them to get that EPA approval, they probably have a sweetheart deal, just like the drug companies do, where they, as soon as they retire, they become employees of that drug company. All they do is collect paychecks, but they never really do anything or go anywhere.
Yep.
And, obviously, they've been paid off.
Right, and that would be the I guess the corruption branch or Trump.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Of the
corruption branch, the money laundering branch. Yeah, all those different branches.
The oppressive branch. The enforcement branch. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA News Update. The government, along with NORAD, are tracking a Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana's military facilities, including some of our nukes. Canada said it was working with the United States after the Pentagon said it is tracking a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon and added it was monitoring a potential second incident. China's mouthpiece said the United States air defense system is a decoration and cannot be trusted. End quote. The House kicked out Democrat Representative Ilhan Omar from her position on the Foreign Affairs Committee in a vote Thursday, citing her language used in many instances, including anti-Semitism. Speaker of the House McCarthy on the Hill.
Based upon what she had said, the anti-Semitic comments, it's all about the Benjamins. The military in America is equal to Hamas and the Taliban. On 9/11, something happened that day. Even the former Democratic chair of the committee believed her comments were wrong.
Lance Pride, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now, class, in 1960, Gary Powers was flying a U-2 spy plane, American spy plane, over the former Soviet Union. He was shot down by a missile. And the United States denied it, and ultimately we had to admit it. Well, that could have started a war with the former Soviet Union. Absolutely. So now the question is that very different from what happened with these one or possibly two Chinese spy balloons flying over Montana? Now, the guy in the big chair wanted to shoot them down, or shoot it down. We don't know if it's one or two. And the Pentagon said no. Now, think about this. What would you do if you had the big chair, would you shoot it down, or would you say, I'll tell you what, let's just send up a drone with a big needle in the front. I'll just fly the drone into this thing. We'll let the propellant, whatever it is that's lighter than air that lets this thing fly, let's let that out. First, we'll survey it for radiologicals. Then let the air out of it. And then as the air is being let out, let's send out the hook on the drone, and then we'll take it down to the ground, and we will inspect it. What would you do? Is this a declaration of war by the Chi-Coms? Craig?
I tell you, I think I'd be doing some skeet practice, and if I had a drone that hanging overhead, and it just maybe happened to get in the way.
I said
my airspace, I'm very particular about things like that. You know, would you let somebody put a camera in your house? A Wi-Fi camera?
Absolutely, absolutely not. And I've said that if I see a drone over my farm, I would consider it hostile and life-threatening, and I would take the action to shoot it down. That's what I would do.
Absolutely. If you've seen the
Australia
of this light show with drones, and that where it creates this fish and this whale and these waves and all these different, it talk about precision. These things are, yeah, life-threatening. Absolutely. They've got drones, I guess, that can take you out in a heartbeat. But, hey, I've kind of got a big announcement. Somebody that understands water, and basically the guy has 30,000 LinkedIn followers. You don't get that by, you know, inexperience. Has gotten involved, and I think he's going to be my CEO in water. His estimates are that my system could be used in everything water, all systems eventually, because of its efficiency. So I just wanted to let those that are following me know what's happening, and we may have an opportunity if they want to get involved in it. You know, we're going to put together a team, of course, and get this water technology going. You know, and just so everybody knows, I'm not suicidal. I never have been. You don't have technology like this that can save billions of lives and want to kill yourself. You get excited about life. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm not suicidal either, class, and I've said that in the past too. Greg, I'm all excited for you. I really am. I think it's wonderful that you have garnered the attention that this kind of technology deserves. In class, what we're talking about is a flat-top solar still that will harness the energy of the sun in multiple ways, distill water, make pure water, and it can be scaled from a very small device that can fit in the trunk of your car if you wanted it to a device that could be swimming pool size or much larger than that. It could be scaled for a town's drinking water if need be. So there are a lot of really neat opportunities. You could scale this for an island, a small island. And that's one of the big problems that a small island has. Where do you get water? You know, surrounded by water, it could be salt water, the ocean, or a gulf, or it could be a lake. But if it were in the ocean, where do you get water? Well, Greg has the answer, and he's talked about it for going on a couple of years. So that's wonderful. I'm really glad for you, Greg. I think that it's about time that it got the attention it deserves. But here's the interesting thing about that, Greg. You're in Utah.
Yeah, you know.
And I've been reading about the Great Salt Lake, and it's getting smaller. Yeah. A lot smaller. I don't know the numbers, but maybe 50% the size. Is that right?
Yeah, it's worse than that. I've flown over it. I'll probably be flying over it again this weekend. But it's really drying up. There's a lot. Basically, Antelope Island, where they've got the buffalo on, it's not an island anymore. So yeah, it's drying up. But what's crazy? Let me just give you some figures of what this could be used for. We have a power plant that evaporates with their cooling towers 10,000 gallons a minute. Take that 10,000 times 60, which is an hour. Divide that by 24. We're talking millions and millions and millions of gallons per day. Now, before this water out that they take out of the river, it, you know, is put into the cooling towers, it must be demineralized. In other words, purified. Well, with my technology, we could capture 95 to 100% of that steam coming off of it, turn it right back into distilled water, and eliminate the whole process of purification of the river water. In fact, eliminate the ability to take it out of the river, the need to. Maybe just a percentage of that, just a small percentage that might be lost. But get grief. And what are the costs of doing this once it's in operation? Next to nothing. Just to give you an idea of how big this thing could be. That's just one use. This guy's come up with over 20 companies that he could approach. So it looks like it's going to be big. You know, the guy's name is actually James Webb. Just like the telescope. He's not the one that created the telescope, but anyway, I'm excited, and if the listeners want to get involved, they can always email me at greg@realwaterindependence.com. They can get a hold of you, Vincent. It's that big. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than I can imagine. But all it took was somebody who understood water to look at it. And it was completely blown away by it. So I'm excited. I think, you know, if you don't understand or haven't purchased the book, I would get a copy of one before, you know, we decide maybe we should just pull it off the internet, off of Amazon. But as for right now, it's available. You can understand. It's something to get excited about because a lot of people are going to be benefited from this. Let's just put it that way, in the water industry.
Greg, did I hear you right? 10,000 gallons, was that a minute?
A minute.
10,000 gallons a minute is evaporating.
Yeah, you see all the steam coming up out of a power plant? Yeah. That's what it is. It's the cooling towers.
Yeah, 10,000 gallons a minute times 60 minutes times 24 hours. That's how much per day. So obviously, Greg, when you were saying this, I employed the information that I read in your book, which I've read many, many times. I think I got a chance to read it before it became public information and available on the Internet. But I've already got, you know, the concept in my mind of a retrofit, of a simple retrofit of all of these 10,000 gallon a minute evaporative systems for cooling, where you'd be using, or you'd simply be using the wasted energy, and that's what's happening here, to create this moisture. It's wasted. It could all be recaptured, and all that water. All that water could be captured. Instead of wasting 10,000 gallons a minute, it'd be all captured. Every single bit turned into fresh water, pure water, distilled water. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've got the concept in my mind. Do you think I have the concept that you're thinking of? Is that what it is?
Yes, that's it. And let me tell you something. Okay. I looked up distillers. Like commercial ones you could buy if you were going to, you know, say you wanted to do sell 1,000 gallons of distilled water a day and bottle it. You know, the unit may cost you $5,000. You know what the cost is? 30 cents a gallon. That's in power and in refrigeration and their multi-stage flash distillation, which is going to become a thing of the past. Anyway, those units by the way, I checked them out. Well, can I distill seawater? Absolutely not. It destroys them right off the bat. So that's competition. That's not even competition anymore. I mean, because we can do what they can do for nothing compared to what they put out. But, you know, this process that they do, two really good friends of mine, one who has passed away because of the COVID jab, who was the lab there at the power plant, that's all they did was demineralize that water before it was put into the cooling tower. They took out the calcium and other things that were in the water. And that whole area there would be actually unnecessary using this technology. So, you know, a lot of farmers in Millard County became millionaires overnight when the power plant shut down in L.A., Los Angeles, and they moved the power plant out here so they could burn some coal, natural gas, or whatever. They moved it out here, and a lot of farmers sold their water rights and became instant millionaires, and that's where that 10,000 gallons a minute is, you know, can you imagine the cost and the amount of water in a drought that these power plants are putting out so they can charge their Tesla cars? Back to you.
Yeah. And Bert's going to be on next hour, and he's probably going to talk about all the benefits of electric cars. But, you know, Greg, here's something that I wanted to share with you. So we reported a couple weeks ago, I believe, about the big chair and his Consumer Product Safety Commission. They were serious about banning gas stoves. I'm talking about propane and natural gas stoves for cooking, which most people in the United States have. And there's a picture of Jill, Dr. Jill, cooking on a, guess what? Gas stove. Guess where? In their home. So they have one, but now they're backtracking. You know, I think most of what they do at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is put their mouth in reverse and unsay things that they just said.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4444. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, there's a guy, his name is Richard Trumka, T-R-U-M-K-A, Jr. And he started a frenzy about a week ago or so, maybe a little bit longer than that, when he wanted to ban gas stoves. You're all gas stoves, the ones that you cook with. And because of the fumes that a gas stove produces. And there's no question about it. You don't want to breathe the exhaust of your stove, nor do you want to breathe the exhaust of your car or a nuclear power plant or anything else. So what they wanted to do, what this guy wanted to do, was ban gas stoves. There are way worse things that pollute the environment than gas stoves. And there's no substitute other than electric stoves. And the problem with that is we don't have a grid that can support everybody switching to electric stoves. You know, there are gas dryers, there are gas hot water heaters, there are gas furnaces, there are charcoal grills. I mean, we use propane and natural gas for all kinds of things. Well, he wanted to kill the gas stove. Well, this guy was unanimously confirmed by a Senate vote in November 2021. His term expires in 2028. He's going to show the United States how important he is by banning gas stoves. But what they figured out was if they were going to ban them, the government was going to have to pay for this. And it was going to be like a $65 billion hit that y'all would get to pay for in taxes. This guy is a nut. This guy is a perfect example of usurpation of power, control. This guy is singly dangerous. There is no solution that is viable right now to replace the gas stove. Nothing that I know of that is cleaner. If you think about it, when they talk about clean energy, what do they talk about? Well, obviously they talk about hydro, but they also talk about natural gas being clean. So why are we going to generate electricity with natural gas and ban gas stoves? Why would we do that? Does that make any sense at all? I don't think so. So this guy should be thrown out. The Senate unanimously confirmed this guy. Obviously, the Senate doesn't know what it's doing either. I guess we all know that. Greg, any comments? Yeah.
Well, you know, I was just reflecting over all the power plants and all the steam that's coming off of them. Even if they didn't want to set something up like that, there's a tremendous opportunity for anyone to say, hey, well, how much could we, you know, that steam you're putting into the atmosphere, how much do you want for it? Because we got a way we're going to collect it. Can you imagine building something and getting 10,000 gallons a minute of distilled water for next to nothing? For just the cost of the unit to build it? What could you do with 10,000 gallons a minute? Well, I know I went to Walmart, and I think it was $1.29 a gallon or something like that. You know, on the other hand, that's clean energy.
That's not distilled. Greg, that's not distilled water at 28, 29 cents a gallon at the Chinese factory outlet. That's just filtered water, right? Municipal water filtered.
Well, it says that it says distilled on it. However, I'm wondering if that's really the case.
Okay. Well, I'm really surprised because I buy distilled water well over 100 gallons at a crack. I'm building a distiller, okay? And I needed it immediately, well, a year ago, and I bought it well over a year ago for our solar system. And I just topped off the battery bank with 56 gallons of distilled water. I have to use distilled water. I have plenty of water here out of the tap, but it's not distilled. So to keep the batteries running perfectly, I've got to use distilled water. It was $1.08 a gallon. Now, it's in a plastic bottle, which is kind of convenient for me, 1 gallon plastic bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a lot of cost to the plastic. But 28 cents for distilled water, that sounds really, 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 really inexpensive.
A dollar twenty-eight.
That's more like it. Okay, that makes sense.
So, you know, think about it. You know, maybe if you cost 28 cents a gallon for the plastic jug or whatever, that's 10,000 gallons, that's $10,000 a minute. On the
I think you've really got something. And as far as I can tell, a retrofit system is very, very simple in design, based on your design, which is what you want. You want a simple system. Hardly
Real,
any moving
real
parts.
Water independence.
I
just want to say,
if you want to contact Greg, Greg at Real Water. Greg at realwaterindependence.com. If you want to talk to him about participating in some at some level. I think it's great, Greg. And I'm looking forward to more information as we go farther down this road. But I think, you know, you're one of the few guys that's actually fixing problems that the other guys have created.
And I'd like to have someone with your smarts on the team.
Well, I don't
know.
Someone with your
intelligence on the team would be wonderful.
Well, just let me know. Just let me know.
I will.
I'll be glad to help any way I can. That's Greg Lesher.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.